The White House says it wasn't involved. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News.
I've said this many times before. We do not politicize the Department of Justice. That is something that the president said.
Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre reacting to a DOJ decision.
Attorney General Merrick Garland's appointed a special counsel to oversee two investigations into former President Trump.
Appointing a special counsel at this time is the right thing to do. The extraordinary circumstances presented here demand it.
Veteran prosecutor Jack Smith will look into Trump's involvement in the attack on the Capitol, as well as the documents seized at his Mar-a-Lago estate.
Fox's Jill Nato. The appointment comes days after Mr. Trump announced his third run for the White House. He calls the AG's decision a horrendous abuse of power. Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp, who easily won re-election, will campaign today with Senate hopeful Herschel Walker, who faces a runoff next month. This as Walker's Democratic opponent, Raphael Warnock, wins a round in court.
A judge rules counties can offer early voting on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Thomas Cox says there's nothing in state law that prohibits polling places from being open after a state holiday. The ruling overturns an order by GOP Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. Nearly a week after four students were murdered at the University of Idaho, police have no suspects.
The Latah County coroner, Kathy Mabbitt, said each of the victims was stabbed multiple times using a long knife. The fatal wounds to the chest. The bodies were found in bed, suggesting the victims were attacked while sleeping.
Fox's Dan Springer. Two roommates of the victims are not considered suspects. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A new generation of leaders appears poised to assume power in the House of Representatives.
New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries asked his colleagues to select him as House Democratic leader, noting his prior chairmanship of the House Democratic Caucus. This week, Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she would not seek a leadership role moving forward, and current House leader Steny Hoyer threw his support behind Jeffries. House Majority Whip Jim Clyburn said he looked forward to Jeffries, Massachusetts Congresswoman Catherine Clark, and California Congressman Pete Aguilar taking over as House Democratic leaders.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. There's been a concession in a tight House race. Republican Lauren Boebert of Colorado will return to Washington after Democrat Adam Frisch admitted defeat.
Please know that in the coming weeks, I will pause and reflect on this race, how I can continue to work for the people of Western and Southern Colorado and of this great nation.
Despite the concession, the contest is likely headed to a recount. A former CEO in Silicon Valley has learned her fate. Elizabeth Holmes, the founder of Theranos, has been sentenced to more than 11 years in prison for duping investors.
The 38-year-old found guilty of four counts of wire fraud and conspiracy. Prosecutors asked for a 15-year prison term and millions in restitution. Her defense team asked for 18 months, followed by probation and community service. Holmes apologizing to the court, saying the company was her life's work.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Holmes is the mother of a young child and is expecting another baby. A life of luxury has come to an end for a Los Angeles couple. They face years in prison for running a fraud ring that stole $18 million in COVID-19 aid money. After their conviction, they fled to Europe, but were located in a swanky seaside villa. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.